The Maricopa County Transportation Department is piloting a program of using smart technology in work zones. The goal is to increase both safety and convenience. The technology is being used on MC-85 between 95th and 75th Avenues, where McDot says an average of 20,000 cars drive every day. With me to talk more about the pilot project is Faisal Salim. He manages the Intelligent Transportation Systems Program with the Maricopa County Department of Transportation. And Faisal, tell me more about this program you've initiated.
Yeah, so we are working on three areas in the smarter work zones. Our first goal is to collect the regional data and harmonize the data into our central repository so that we can provide better information to the public. In the area of a smarter work zone, we are focused on improving the situational awareness and provide more detailed information to the travelers, for example, travel time. Give them an alternate route. And also, we are focusing on the freight vehicles. Our location is on MC-85. As you know, there are large warehouses there, Amazon, Walmart. So we're supporting in-vehicle messaging so that we can provide better situational awareness in-vehicle as well.
So how does it work? I assume you have sensors somewhere in this pilot area that are able to communicate with other devices on the sides of the road and maybe communicate with the devices inside vehicles also?
Yes. So we are working on two different projects. Our Smarter Work Zone project has installed sensors, as you said, on the side of the road that collect the data. So we collect the traffic speed information. We have cameras that, ADOT has cameras on the freeways. We deploy them on the work zones so that our staff in the TMC can monitor the traffic conditions. Then we have algorithms that process the travel time. And not only are we monitoring the road on which the work zone is, we are also monitoring parallel routes. And what the system does is calculates the travel time. It disseminates it through the message signs, which are placed on the side of the road. And if the travel time exceeds a certain threshold, the system automatically advises an alternate route. We also monitor the speed. So we are trying to monitor the speed and encourage the drivers to slow down at the work during the work zones. It makes it safer for them as well as for the workers.
So what are you looking for? Like, how do you judge whether or not this is working?
So we collect a lot of data, and our data is showing that when there is a heavy congestion, the system is advising alternate routes. So that is one indication of whether the system is working or not. This is just a pilot project, so we're looking into opportunities that if this is successful, then what locations can we replicate in the valley? So our focus is using this pilot and seeing where else can we deploy smarter work zones in the region.
How does what you're doing with this pilot project relate to work that is being done in terms of autonomous vehicles? Because obviously there's a lot of testing of those types of vehicles in the valley. Does this play into that at all?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. We participate nationally with the OEMs and look into the future needs from the infrastructure side to serve the autonomous vehicles or self-driving vehicles. And one of the very important needs, significant needs, is work zone data. And actually, USDOT has recognized that need, and they're developing a framework so that there is a consistent way of providing digitally the information about the work zones all across the country. So we are one of the pilot agencies here in Maricopa County. We're working with the ADOT and also University of Arizona in the space of connected and automated vehicles. So in terms of the connected vehicles, we have two sites. One is on I-10, and the other site is MC-85. We have installed the equipment on the roadside, and we have also equipped some test vehicles. So we have established communication between roadside units and the onboard units, And we provide some advanced information, for example, guidance for the trucks to merge. We are developing advanced maps so that we can provide those kind of information to the connected and automated vehicles in the future. We are testing that. So there is a process that has been developed by the OEMs themselves. We are testing here in Maricopa County. Now, I'm also very interested that we are participating, as I said, in this national pilot for work zone data and providing that information in vehicle.
Yeah, I would think a work zone would be a pretty significant challenge for an automated vehicle because it's, in some ways, it's a little bit unpredictable that it's there, and also sort of how to navigate around it, and if you have to take an alternate route, that's not stuff that is necessarily easy for a computer to quote-unquote learn, right?
Right. You're very right, Mark. The work zones that we have today, they are designed for the human beings and the human drivers, and they are certainly very challenging for the machines because there's so many scenarios in the work zones. We can shift lanes. We can even build lanes outside the current road geometry in some cases. We have these complex left turns. So how do you provide that information digitally to the connected and automated vehicles? And that's where I think it's really important to collaborate. We need a very strong collaboration between the OEMs and the infrastructure owners and operators. And Maricopa County and ADOT are quite engaged nationally.
All right, that's Faisal Saleem. He's with the Maricopa County Department of Transportation working in intelligent transportation systems. Faisal, thanks a lot for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome, Mark.